This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Check us out on the radio.com app, and man, that takes you back, don't it, Mr. Crenshaw?
Yeah, it does.
And a lot of people, but we played that for a reason, because our friend Gordon Robinson is worked with us at Intercom and 92.9 The Game, V103. Haven't seen him. Like, we haven't seen Sam since March. I haven't seen you in forever, except when we do the we got to dial that up, too, so we don't step on each other, except for when we do the FaceTimes. Gordon's another person. You see Gordon all over, upstairs, downstairs, and haven't seen him forever. And next thing you know, Sam, I start getting these pages, you know, right from the podcast, The Commissioner's Conversation. I'm like, who is the commissioner? So that's why we played that music. It's Commissioner Gordon, who joins us right now for the first time. Gordon, listen. First of all, Happy New Year, and how have you been since, we asked this to everybody, how have you been since this craziness started? When was the last time you were in Colony Square in them offices, man?
It actually has been right before the pandemic. Like, that is the last time. Because of all the madness, everything is going crazy, and probably, like I said, right before the pandemic hit, and everyone was pretty much said to be quarantined at home, that was the last time. How are you guys?
We're doing fine. I thought Mr. Crenshaw was going to jump in here. I was leaving.
No, I'm just waiting to hear him talk about, you know, his time right now. We're doing great, Gordon. I mean,
yeah,
great to hear from you. Great for you to join us. You know, how did you survive without sports going on, man? Because, I mean, that's the thing. We all were, like, for a while, just watching tape reruns of old games in Korean baseball.
I think, like most of us, though, the Last Dance made it, you know, brought us through a lot of this stuff.
Yeah,
yeah, it saved a lot. Like, but cutting basketball short, like, devastated a lot of people. So with Jordan coming up and the Last Dance, it saved everyone. And then just like most everyone, I kind of started exercising around the house, doing different things, having fun with the kids, and then I started Commissioner's Conversation. And so from there, everything just started flowing, and sports came back. So I was saved.
Well, tell us why the Commissioner's Conversation started. Again, this is Gordon Robinson joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. What was it that you needed to get off your chest, or what void that you feel needed filling as a reason why you started this?
Well, for me, especially around that time when the pandemic first started, we were missing sports, and what wound up happening was I was in a million group texts. So we were all in group texts, and I would pose these questions, and I would start these conversations, and everyone would start arguing and debating back and forth. And someone actually threw out the term Commissioner Gordon, and that became me, and I decided to put it on tape. And I got in, I started the Commissioner's Conversation, and I started talking about a lot of the stuff that the major networks weren't talking about. Because typically, if you listen to a major network, they're going to give you the same stuff over and over again, no matter which show it is, and you're going to get a lot of the same topics. But underneath the surface, there's a lot of stuff going on, and there's a lot of conversation to be had. And I wanted to talk about a lot of that stuff. And so what I did was I incorporated a lot of that into the show, and a lot of stuff that people wanted to talk about and wanted to know about, that formed the Commissioner's Conversations.
That's interesting. That's interesting. So what were people willing to talk about that was different? What were things that were you surprised by any of these things?
Well, not necessarily surprised by a lot of stuff. Like one particular instance, I spoke about Russell Wilson helping his wide receiver get a $100,000 bonus. And it went all the way up until the last play of the game to where he talked to his quarterback coach. And they were sitting there, time was running out. They sat there, they gave each other a look, and they made sure that this one particular wide receiver got his $100,000 bonus for making 35 catches.
Yeah,
and that's something people don't know. You know about Russell Wilson, but you don't know about, like, you wouldn't just know that right off the bat unless you just read it somewhere or it was broadcast over the airwaves. And so I took it upon myself to say, listen, this is the type of guy Russell Wilson is, no matter what they say about him. Like, he gets glowing reviews on television, not that he gets negative press, but that's something that just tells you about that guy's personality. He would go out of his way to make sure that one of his guys hits the bonus that helps his family.
That is the Commissioner. Gordon Robinson joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. So the podcast, is it? Or just the page? Well, first of all, where can they find the Commissioner's Conversation? Tell everybody where they can find
It's hosted on Audio Boom. So you can go to audioboom.com and you can check it out. So I have a partner. It's called Coffee and Kush. It's spelled with a K, coffee with a K. And you can go in, and as soon as you go to Coffee and Kush under that little episode, the Commissioner's Conversation will slide right up under there. And you'll see my face. It'll be different pictures of me doing various stuff. I'll be pointing at you. I'll be standing there with my arms crossed. Each episode is just a different picture of me. You click on those pictures, and it will come up. But also, it's wherever you find your podcast. If it's on Apple, if it's on Spotify, if it's wherever, you can go to Coffee and Kush, and then Commissioner's Conversation will pop right up.
All right. Well, by the way, Sam, the ones that we have of him wearing his hat where it says a commission on it, and he's a handsome man. So, you know, some folks you don't want to see a picture of, but, you know, you don't mind Gordon. He's sending you some nice pictures. So it's okay.
Well, I want to know, are you social?
There we
can
go.
Can we find you on Facebook or Twitter or whatnot? I always like to say if someone is social, you social.
Oh, definitely. You can find me on Twitter, at G Robinson Sports. That's at G Robinson Sports. If you go into Twitter, at G Robinson Sports, you'll see Commissioner Gordon, and it'll pop up there. Also, on Instagram, I put a lot of stuff. A lot of updates when games are over. I put stuff on there when coaches are fired or coaches are hired. I'll put a lot of stuff in my stories on Instagram. That's at the.commissioner.gordon. And that's at the.commissioner.gordon.
Let me ask you about this. You're talking about coaches getting hired and fired. What's the deal with Eric Bieniemy? He was supposed to be the bell on the ball here in the offseason with all these coach openings. And you know, right now jobs have all been filled up, most of them. The Houston job is open, but they ain't talked to him. What's up with that?
That's a very interesting conversation because I don't know what a guy has to say, in whether it's virtual or face-to-face. I don't know what he has to say from being the number one topic to all of a sudden being the guy left outside looking in the window. Like, I have no idea how you accomplish that. What is it that you possibly can say that gets you from the like you said, the bell of the ball to being on the outside looking in? So that's a question that the story will only have to come out when a lot of these GMs have picked all of their players, I mean, all of their coaches. And then we'll see, like, what really went on in the interview. Because typically we all know, if you go through an interview process, if you've done it before, you kind of know what to say and where you went wrong and where you tripped up and what happened. But for some odd reason, he's not, I don't know if he's not getting it or if he's just saying something that everyone is putting the X over his name.
You know, and I'm glad you brought that up, too, because I've given this some thought. Again, Gordon Robinson, excuse me, joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Whether it's Eric Bieniemy or any coach who's connected with a great team, here's if I'm the owner of a team who's thinking about hiring somebody, whether and the person has nothing to do with it. But let's say I'll take two examples. Matt Patricia, okay? Matt Patricia, who left Belichick, and Eric Bieniemy. My question to Matt Patricia is, can you do for me what you did in New England, even though you're not bringing Tom Brady with you? Eric Bieniemy, right. Eric Bieniemy, can you guarantee me that the scheme that you're bringing to my team is going to work despite the fact that you're not bringing Patrick Mahomes with you? See, I think that's the albatross that sits on some of these assistant coaches, coordinators who move to new teams, who are doing a great job at Team X, but that transcendent player that that team has isn't coming with that coordinator, and that coordinator can't duplicate that at the new place.
And that's interesting that you can say, that you say that because we just hired a guy who has a beast of a running back in Arthur Smith.
Yeah, I was going to get into that. Go ahead, though.
Yeah, he has a beast of a running back. Now, knowing that, if that's going to be the focus, if Derrick Henry has been that guy for Arthur Smith, then that would transfer the Falcons' focus, apparently, to someone like Najee Harris or Sermon or ATN from Clemson. It would have to be one of those guys somewhere. I don't, maybe not the first pick, but obviously in second round, because I don't see those guys with their talents going much past the second round.
That's very true. That's very true. Or there's always the free agency who sees an opportunity to link with a coach like that, knowing that he's going to make it, make the situation right for him. So that's the other thing the team has to get. And we'll talk about this with our next guest. But we get the coach before the GM. You know, Commissioner Gordon, my granddad used to tell us something years ago. He says, you know, when we make a decision or something, we got things out of order. He said, well, you put the cart before the horse. And he just walked off. You know, and he just walk off, you know, and we're like, what are you talking about? God, you know, but that's what we've done. So yeah. Is this good, in your opinion?
Well, from what I've always heard, when we talked about, and when it first started with Fontenot, it was always said that these two guys were linked. So I once we heard that they were zeroing in on Fontenot, it only made sense. It happened. Like, I didn't think that a GM would literally be tied to a head coach. You know, a lot of us have our friends. We got our guys. We got our styles. We have everything that we, you know, we have our preferences. But I didn't believe that a guy would solely be tied to another particular person. And hearing that, I kind of brushed it off. I was like, no, yeah, okay, we get fun, though. I mean, yeah, he may like Smith, but that's not going to be who we necessarily go with. But as soon as they, like, one day they said we're zeroing in on Fontenot, the very next day, it's we're in negotiations, we're talking to, we're closing in on, and we've signed Arthur Smith.
Mm-hmm. Gordon, listen, we are right up against it, but your inaugural visit with us has been spectacular. And we having you back, man. We got to bring the commissioner back. Y'all going to get sick of hearing the Batman theme, but this is the first of many visits. And it appears that you have landed on your feet nicely after, you know, Colony Square and continued success. But we are going to be reaching out to you, man. Sorry about the early hours, but we're going to bring you out here and get your thoughts out to everybody.
And he is social.
Yeah, go ahead.
Follow him at G Robinson Sports. At G Robinson Sports is what I always do when you come on, remind people that you are social. He is on.
Yes, indeed.
And the commissioner's conversation is where?
It's on Audio Boom. It's on Apple. It's on Spotify. It's everywhere you get your podcast. Just check out Coffee with a K, Coffee and Kush, and it'll be right there. Pop up right. First thing you see will be the commissioner's conversation. I'll be pointing at you.
And where's the? It's a new version every week, right? What day does that come out?
It comes out every Wednesday.
There you go. There you go. Gordon Robinson, man. Gordon, enjoy the day. Thanks for coming on with us, and we will be reaching out to you again quite often.
Thanks a lot. Oh, definitely. I look forward to it. I enjoyed it.
All right, Gordon. Thanks a lot. Hey, Sam, look, I had to bring him on, man. Gordon's hooked me up. See, this is the dude I was telling you about. You need to get in touch with. See, I had to insert some radio thoughts into Sam when he came over from television. And one of the things you have to do is, when you could, and it's not really relevant now, is have your car full of T-shirts from the radio station. You never know when you're going to have a problem, a flat tire, or something like that, where you want, and somebody helps you and you got to give them a T-shirt or something, right? Gordon is that dude who hooked you up with the T-shirts. Because he was in promotions. So that's me and Gordon spent a lot of time together. Anyway, we are going to talk more sports along the same lines, but from a different perspective. Ray Glear joining us next from Ball Atlanta. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
Now, back to Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's Sam and Greg. Usually here from 6 a.m. to 10, and we had the football season, so we were 6 to 9, and now that we're in the playoffs, we're only here for another 435 minutes, 6 to 8. But we'll be getting back to that schedule here in a few weeks. But obviously, we're the opening act for a full day of NFL playoff action. In fact, following us, got Countdown and Kickoff with Nick Costos. He's going to go from 8 until 10, followed by Nick Clyde. He's going to join us. 10 until 2, and then NFL action starts. Cleveland, Kansas City, the first game, and then, of course, Bucks and Saints tonight. That'll get going around 6:30, 7 o'clock. Hey, Sam, I want to ask you a question. We're still efforting Ray Glear, and we'll get him here in just a minute. But as we started the show and throughout the show, we've talked about this being Ollie's birthday. It would have been his 78th birthday. And that time, and I would say afterwards, too, for a period, that title, holding that title, it came out of your mouth just effortlessly. You knew who the heavyweight champion was. You knew who that heavyweight champion beat to become the heavyweight champion, right? You always knew who it was. As we sit here on January 17th, and as a matter of fact, you and I talked about this fight before it happened. But in 2015, on this date, Deontay Wilder became the WBC heavyweight champion. Remember that? He walked up into the station holding that briefcase like Pulp Fiction, right?
What's in the briefcase, man? What's in the briefcase?
Yeah, and he had the belt in there, right?
But the championship belt is in a briefcase, man.
That was great. But I bring this up for this reason. That was 2015. He became the champ. Wilder became, after beating, I can't even pronounce the guy's name, but it doesn't matter. He was the first American to hold the heavyweight title since 2007. My point is
a version of it. A version of it.
Exactly, a version of it. My point is, can you remember who that person was? The American who held the title or a portion of it before Deontay Wilder? Because until I read this, I had completely forgotten about it, and it wouldn't have rolled off my tongue.
Well, mine either.
Shannon Briggs.
Okay. Wow.
2007.
Okay.
So again,
not very memorable.
It says something. You're one that always comment about the deterioration of boxing and some other sports we talk about, but boxing primarily and how it's splintered and it's off the radar and Dana White and UFC's taken off past that. I mean, they got boxing in their rearview mirror, and for a period there we thought maybe it was having a resurgence, but and I don't know, maybe the pandemic has something to do with it too, obviously.
At least we talk about it. You know, for a while we weren't even talking about the heavyweight division. The Klitschko's just they killed it. They killed our interest in it at all. We got some characters in there now with Tyson Fury. You know, we got some characters. You know, and we have Wilder. If we can ever get those guys back together in the ring again, but that's the other part of it. You know, can we get them back? You know, in the ring again and give an American a chance back at the heavyweight championship. There's other thing too, though. You got so much. It's so splintered. You got all the different titles, different versions of the belt. You got so many different channels. And when Ali in his heyday, you only had this before Fox Network, man. You only had two or three channels to watch boxing on. And in most part, it was always on ABC.
My question, yes or no, before you bring on our guest, who or what is it going to take to unify this title?
Oh, man. I don't know. Money.
And will people care, I guess?
Money.
Right. It's going to take a transcendent figure to do that, and it's going to be something unforeseen and something that we can't describe, at least at this
point. You know
what,
though? You know what? Considering the fact people can't go to something, if you put on a good show in the right place and people can get tickets, folks will show up. You ain't been able to go to it. You haven't had a choice.
No, you're right. You're right. Introduce our guest, sir.
Oh, hey. Talk about things in sports and a man who's about all things. Joining us now on the WadeFor.com hotline. He's the author of Ball Atlanta, but he writes for a number of different publications. Keeps an eye on all things Atlanta area sports. Ray Glear, welcome to us. Thanks for getting up with us this morning, Ray.
Morning, Ray.
Hey, fellas. How are you?
We are doing fine. And
good
yourself?
Morning.
Good morning.
I'm well. It's a little chilly, but I'm good. So, what's going on?
What's going on is the Falcons got a coach, but no GM. And I just talked with our previous guest. Did we put the cart in front of the horse here? Why do we have the coach before the GM, Ray? And what about this coach?
Well, the GM, it looks like it's going to be the Saints guy, Terry Fontenot, because they're still in the playoffs. So they can't announce that after all these interviews that have gone on and they haven't picked a GM, that's got to be the reason. I think D-Led in the AJC was the first to say that, and he's correct. And, you know, Arthur Smith had to be hired before somebody else hired him, and the Titans were out of the playoffs, so you know they could jump on him.
Ray Glear joining Sam and Greg here, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. All right, so if I'm hearing you correctly, what you're saying is the Falcons as an organization were already set on the general manager and the coach. So this isn't one happening. Okay, and they were obviously all on the same page as far as what they were, the GM and the organization as far as who the coach was. So even though we're getting it in reverse order, you're leading us to believe that the GM consulted with the organization, and then they decided on the coach. If that being the case, my question is to you, and I brought it up kind of hypothetically, Ray, and I'd like to get your thoughts on it, because this happens when you get an defensive or offensive coordinator that comes from a very successful team, and they go to their next job, and I brought up the two examples. You know, I brought up Matt Patricia, and I'm bringing up Arthur Smith, and that did the Lions do their due diligence and really feel convinced that Matt Patricia was going to do for them what he did in Detroit, even though the players are different? And my question to you is, are we going to have a running game, or do you feel confident in either a running game or an offensive attack like Tennessee has had, even though the players are completely different here in Atlanta?
And it's going to be a balanced attack. And they're going to have a running game because, you know, I think the way you bring some life back to Matt Ryan is a run game. And it slows down rush, restores balance, and you have that guy. And there are running backs all over the place to be had, either the draft or free agency. And, you know, the Falcons haven't done well with the running backs and free agency, but you can get a guy in the second or third round who can be productive. So Arthur Smith, one, he's going to be here. Nobody's going to hire him away when the offense sings. He's 38. You know, you hire the OC as the head coach, he's going to stay. So they're going to run the ball for sure.
Spending time on the WaitForIt.com hotline this morning with Ray Glear. He's the author of Ball Atlanta. And in addition to talking about the Falcons coaching job, you have some thoughts on these Hawks, Ray. The Hawks are coming back to play the MLK holiday game tomorrow. They're limping back from the West Coast trip. Some of the veterans that they brought on for this team are not available to play right now. How do they hold this thing together right now until those veterans are healthy enough to get back on the court?
Well, I think as much as nobody wants to say it, that Trae Young goes back to being Trae Young and carries them with 40 and 42. And, you know, he was trying to add layers to his game, be a more complete guy. And until they get Gallinari back and Bogdanović, you know, Trae Young's going to have to just score. This is not their team. When they get their team back, they're going to be pretty decent. But they gotta rely on Young, and they got to get more threes. They got to figure out how to score threes with other teams. They can get twos all day with Collins and Young going to the basket. They got to shoot threes, and they don't have the two guys that they brought on to do that, who are Gallinari and Bogey. So, you know, Young's, they got to figure out a way, a scheme, a way to get Young shooting the three again. He's not making them.
Ray Glair joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I want to get your thoughts on the big story from the NBA this past week. And Houston shaving the beard and Harden landing in Jersey. And the Hawks' chances are now, you know, the road to the top, it got a little bit harder for this team right now. But your thoughts on that trade happening?
Well, it's the NBA today. You know, the big dogs can, you know, make the move. They control things. They can be unhappy, and they can go where they want to go. And that's what happened. And Harden wanted out, and, you know, Houston put together the best package you could for them. So, you know, it's like Westbrook wanted out, you know, Davis wanted out of New Orleans. When the top 10 guys want out, they find a way. They pressure. And that's the way it is.
Spending time on the waitforit.com hotline with Ray Glair. Ray, we enjoyed having you this morning. Quickly, I saw you yesterday at Georgia State. Thoughts about this? Tell us quickly about this guy you saw play last night.
Oh, I saw a kid from Sandy Creek, who is, you know, that's Calvin Johnson's high school, Jabari Smith. And what he's going to Auburn. What struck me is he's rated the number 5 player in the country, high school, and he's still playing at a public school. Most of these kids, they end up at a prep academy in Vegas, IMG. Their dad creates a team. He told me last night that, one, Georgia high school basketball is good enough for him. He's a 6'11", 6'10", stretch 4. He said Georgia basketball is good enough for him. He can play here. He wanted to play with the kids he grew up with. Very humble kid. His teammate Miles Rice is going to Washington State. This kid's going to Auburn. It's kind of a cool story. I write it in Ball Atlanta this week about how this kid stuck with his community on the South Side. And that was cool to me.
We're going to watch for that. That's promised to be a good read. By the way, Ray Glair is social. You can follow him at Ray Glair, at Ray Glair. And he writes Ball Atlanta for us. Ray, hey, we thank you for getting up with us early on this on this Sunday morning. Just
thanks,
saw you
Ray.
Yesterday at Georgia State, too. But thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, you're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah.
See you guys.
All right. Sam, I didn't hear no music, so I'm going to keep talking. Sam and Greg Sports Radio. Yeah. Hey, there it is. Ken's juggling all kinds of stuff going on, man. I ain't messing with him. Listen, we're going to wrap things up here next. We are followed by Countdown and Kickoff. A little tweak to the lineup as we are going to bring you the NFL playoff games later on. But up next, our final thoughts on what's going on with the NFL and a couple of things we have not touched on yet, like what Major League Baseball did this past week was actually very, very cool, I thought. They sort of fell on their own sword. We're going to talk about that next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
Now more of Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You can also check us out on the radio.com app. We are here 6 until 10. This is really scary. Now, let me break this down to you. Normally it's 6 to 10. Actually, in a couple weeks, we'll be back to that. But when football hit, we went from 6 until 9. But now that the playoffs are here, we're bringing you a full day of NFL action. The both playoff games you can be able to hear on 92.9thegame.com. We're only here for about another 20 minutes, so we're going to turn things over to Countdown to Kickoff. Everything gets started today, right after us, full day of football. We're going to talk football in just a second. Sam, earlier throughout the show, we've been talking about this being what would have been Muhammad Ali's 78th birthday, and a couple things sort of coincided with that on this date. In 2005, Deontay Wilder won the heavyweight championship, and to bring it completely full circle, this was also Custom Auto's birthday.
Oh, man. Really?
Yeah. And if you don't know really, Custom Auto, really it was Mike Tyson's trainer. And actually mentor and part and father, if you will. Really. He was everything to Mike Tyson.
Absolutely.
And that's
it's amazing how when he passed away, Tyson kind of went off the rails.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, yeah.
And you lose that person, you get respect for. You know, the other thing that you and I do on
voice
a regular
of
basis.
Discipline. Voice of discipline.
Very well.
Sometimes
put.
That's a voice of discipline. You know, but and you and our lives, we could hear our mother's voice anytime, and something in us is going to straighten up.
and listen.
Voice, right?
Right? No, you're absolutely right. And today, God bless them, may they both rest in peace. There are things that we do, and we just pause. I don't care. Even at this age, we hear our mother's voice going, you need to put that extra piece of chicken back. Put it back.
Right? Right?
Something was snatched that we ain't supposed to be eating or doing. And we hear our mother's voice in our back. And God, like I said, God bless them. They've both been gone, but I still hear mine, and I'm sure you hear yours.
Yep. Absolutely. Hey, absolutely.
I have to do something. See, I'm all over the place with this. Got to get off at 8 o'clock. I have a sword to fall on. Take a step back, Mr. Crenshaw. I'm hoping that she's listening. If you are a longtime listener of this show, one of the things that you have heard us talk about is that Sam and I, our wives, celebrate the same birthday. Their birthdays are both in early January on the same day. I won't put them out there, but they celebrate, they have the same birthday. Now, you, right. Because everybody's on social media, you had a chance to say something to Tracy, and Tracy said something to your wife via social media, but I was left out in the cold. And so I told you to tell Phyllis that I was going to, over the air, give her a birthday acknowledgement, and I didn't last week. So I'm doing it now. It's a little late, but I'm doing it now. So happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you, Phyllis.
Now, there you go. What restaurant is that from? You only had a restaurant where the people come and sing happy birthday. They have different versions of it. They sing you when they bring you that piece of cake with the candle coming out the top.
I hate that. And especially Mexican restaurants because they make you put the sombrero on too. I ain't about that. And then there's always somebody in there going, hey, ain't that dude from the Sprite commercial?
Man, I can top that. Bust. You know what? I saw that commercial this week. I saw that commercial again this week.
Thank you.
Is still out there. You with the Sprite commercial. You talk about putting something on your head. I was living and working in Augusta, and a couple of friends of mine took me to lunch for my birthday at Red Lobster, and they had this big foam lobster hat that they brought out and put on my head.
Now, how many folks in here? Go ahead. Where are the pictures? You're social. Put them up on the page.
You know what? You know what? There is a picture of that somewhere. I don't have it. Unfortunately, there's somebody that has that picture of me. I hope they burned it by now. But there was a picture taken be with this foam lobster sitting on top of my head while they sang happy birthday, man. I wanted to go through the floor.
You tell your wife somebody sang to her this morning. I mean, it wasn't James Ingram, but it was somebody sang to her. Okay, she not getting Teddy Pendergrass, but she got this. I started to tell you, you need to, before we get to these games real quick, there's an air of just sort of bottom lip poked out-ness. Boy, did that make absolutely no sense. Everybody's kind of walking around here with their bottom lip poked out because we lost our neighbor. The Rock is gone, man. We hardly knew you.
Gone where?
He moved. He's selling that dude. Listen, it was reported this past week by The Dirt.
That's right.
The Rock is selling his house around the corner up the street for $7.5 million. Bought it for $9.4 million in cash. So he bought that. He bought that residence in October of 2019. And he's selling it now for according to what's written here, a $2 million loss. That's how he got it.
Whoa.
Powder Springs. You looking for a place to live? Come on out here. Well, actually, the rest of the houses don't look like his. They just slapped this thing down there. Everything. I thought this was the old Paul Newman house. Because Paul Newman used to hang out over here when he was, you know, obviously first alive. But when he was doing a lot of racing up at Road Atlanta.
Yeah.
And so he got himself a place here. But apparently this is some new and improved joint. But yeah, The Rock's moving, man. Now, I don't know if it was because he had to stay in L.A. during the pandemic and he just was sitting here collecting dust. I don't know. But there's a whole lot of stuff attached to it. You need to go online and check out The Rock's house here in Powder Springs. It's getting sold at a $2 million loss. And he ain't even losing any sleep over it.
Shout out Lost Mountain.
Yes, thank you for doing that. I don't know what kind of phrase I was thinking of earlier trying to come out my mouth, but it just did not work. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. We're having some fun because we only got a little, somebody cut into our show here, and we got a couple things we want to get off our chest before we get out of here. But before we do, we got to talk about the Tays games. But any thoughts on what we saw yesterday? Was it, I mean, I'm surprised that Lamar Jackson, again, not having the people around him and himself to get over the hump. But Buffalo is on this mission, and they're looking great. They got a quarterback who's going to be top tier for the next decade or so. I expected to see what I saw in Green Bay, but I didn't expect to see that what I saw in Buffalo play out the way it did.
A new face. Good for them. Good for that franchise. Good for that, you know, good for that town. You know, it's a franchise, and we all know their history—the four trips to the Super Bowl and not winning, but a litany of superstar players that were on those teams. And you know, let's see if this team goes. Let's see how far this version of the Buffalo Bills can make it. They've been wandering in the outback of the league for so many years, and to have them make it back around, it's nice to have a fresh face going to the championship game.
The ascent of Josh Allen these past 3 years has been remarkable. And the fact that the timing couldn't have been more perfect for them with New England breaking apart the way they did and these guys just filling that void. So you got to look at what's going on with that team. I don't think Belichick is ever going to be back atop there for any length of time. Maybe get back there once or twice, but I think this is Buffalo's division now.
And well, so, the Buffalo division, but you got the folks in Miami got a little something to say,
I don't.
They had a bit of a turn.
They're going to get a quarterback
this season.
They're going to get a quarterback. They ain't got two. It's not that long term. They're already talking about getting rid of him. They're already talking about, did they have the right pick there?
He's got to grow. I mean, he was thrown into it, and I'm thinking like Miami has put some things together and had a taste of success. You know, those two teams had the Jets. Meanwhile, they're still the Jets.
Yes. And New England's still New England. And again, like Belichick will get, he will be relevant. He just won't be exceptional the way they've been. I mean, I don't think he'll coach if he's not relevant, you know, and we can speculate on who he's going to get next as far as his quarterback. But I think this is Buffalo's division for a while. And you know, we'll see. As far as tonight, I mean, you've got the marquee matchup as the late game, but the early game with Cleveland and Kansas City, does Cleveland have any chance of getting this done on the road?
I think it's going to surprise us. I think it's going to end up being a pretty good game. Kansas City will win, but I think the Browns are going to surprise us. I mean, they're there. But they got nothing to lose. They got nothing to lose,
Well, that's
man.
True.
And that's the way you go out and play. That's how they should play today. And how do you keep Mahomes on the sideline if you got a good running game? Browns have. good running game. That gives him a chance.
Amen.
That would be Ken Roundtree, our producer.
Mahomes can't beat you from the sideline.
That's what that's what I said yesterday. I was like, I like Nick Chubb. I like Kareem Hunt. Give him the ball. Let him run for 200 yards. Yeah. Keep Mahomes on the sideline. That's how you beat him.
Yeah.
I do like Kareem Hunt. I mean, he is showing. I mean, and you're right, Ken. I still don't think they're going to win, but I know that Kareem Hunt wants to punch Kansas City in the mouth as hard as anybody because of, you know, what he put in, you know, motion and had to leave Kansas City. But he's playing like that guy who was at Kansas City. I almost hate to say this because he's a Hall of Famer, but it's Marshall Faulk-like.
Yeah.
It's running, it's catching, it's everything he does. Now, that accompanying Nick Chubb is a dangerous combination. My thing with this Browns offense is Baker Mayfield. You don't know which one you're going to get from game to game. And while he can show brilliance, he can show why he got that Heisman from time to time. Other times, you scratch your head. I'm not that invested in Cleveland as much as others. I just want him to continue to show me that he deserved not only the award, but showing me that he has grown into that position. And also, they got the right coaching staff there now. They didn't have that when he first landed there, but they have it there now. And so just show me. Continue to show me.
Yeah. Tomorrow's pick day coming up, and I want to remind everybody that I am in for John Chuckery tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. On the King Holiday Monday. And we'll be, of course, reflecting on the events of the day and the Hawks playing tomorrow. You know who got one of the new Hawks jerseys?
Who's
the
that?
The Pope. Francis. They sent him one of the Hawks MLK jerseys. He got it out of the box, and he did a little blessing over and everything. So, I mean, and it had Francis on the back. It was really cool. So maybe that helps them break out of this tailspin they're in right now, and they play though tomorrow. But they sent one of their jerseys to the Pope.
Wouldn't it have been funny if they passed him a basketball and he went and twisted it and spun it on his finger? While holding the jersey. Now that would have been cool.
That would be very cool. But that was cool that they sent that to him and that
absolutely
he did it. Yeah. So hopefully they win tomorrow. Of course, you can hear the game here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and follow it on 92.9thegame.com. And I'll see you tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
You too, Mr. Crenshaw. Have yourself a great week. Enjoy the action. Again, we are followed by Countdown to Kickoff. Then Nick Kalai. Then we have got football action. Playoff Kansas City and Cleveland first, and then followed by the Bucks and the Saints. Ken Roundtree, thank you for today and your contribution as always. The rest of you, have yourself a great day. This is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Be sure to check us out on the radio.com app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.